3KX, mobile.
3KO4, CEF mobile.
You doing all right this morning?
In the herd, Cats. How you doing this morning?
Just leaving my first stop. Trying to get this day going.
It was yesterday morning.
It was cold in that tent.
I didn't want to get out of my sleeping bag for nothing. But we were up every morning at about 6:50, almost 7 o'clock, so we can get in the breakfast line.
For HKX, yeah, Ken asked or said something yesterday and about you being up when we were on the radio, and I said, I doubt it. I bet he's still tucked down in that sleeping bag.
Well, I mean, I would wake up, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning once it started really getting cold. I'd try to curl up, go back to sleep. But, yeah, I'd usually get up about 6:40 every morning.
Seeing Ken on the radio this morning.
I'm actually probably running a little bit behind, but actually at the end of the day, I'm not really that worried about it. But I probably should have been there a little bit earlier than I'm coming in now. And I was planning on being on the radio, but then I'm like, man, I don't think it'd be on this late. And I was trying to figure out what time we're normally on the radio.
Oh, getting out of your routine messes you up that much, isn't it?
Getting in the truck about 6:30, I'm like, well, Ken should be getting on, and, you know, Patrick should be on, and when I called out, nobody was on the radio, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm usually on the road about 5-something, so that's not right.
That's when I text you and give you a hard time, but I was already at my first stop dealing with it, so I had to wait till I was done.
Weekend?
It was good. I didn't do a whole lot. Just normal business stuff and just stayed close to the house. Like I said, didn't do a whole lot.
And y'all, are we still getting an apocalyptic snow up your way? Because I think it's supposed to be just rain down here instead of this big ice storm everybody was hyping up.
Calling for some freezing rain and some snow, but I don't ever count on it until it's actually on the ground.
Really that far out, I mean, it's just a lucky guess at that point if it does happen. So. But I think last I checked, too, it was just supposed to be rain down here, nothing special.
What it was this morning when I looked, but I typically only look for what it's going to be doing today.
Go really, I mean, that's probably the closest guess they can get. Even then, they can be wrong. I know my wife was telling me last night she was watching Chris Justice or something. He said we might see some rain, snow, or sleet today. I don't know when or what time, but. You know, but yeah, I'm kind of glad we're not getting any ice Thursday. I really didn't want nothing to do with that.
I looked at the hourly for today, and I think this afternoon they're calling for a slight chance of some freezing precipitation of some kind.
Yeah, it's kind of on the borderline of the temperature, but the only thing I saw whenever I was looking was maybe later in the evening, but I really don't know.
It'll be what it's going to be. That's all I can say. Worry about it when it gets here.
Hey, end up needing a favor out of you or Ken or somebody. Because these boys took, I got 4 boys in our troop that took electricity and radios. And where they have to do certain things. And one of those they can choose to do is amateur radio. And they have to do a QSO for 10 minutes, you know, roughly 10 minutes. But that's one of the requirements they can choose, or they can do radio broadcasting or shortwave listening. And then there's one more choice. But I told them, I said, well, that QSO should be easy to knock out. I just have to set it up. Either simplex or repeater, it doesn't really say. It just says a QSO.
You know, I'll be glad to help. I know I heard some people on the repeater this weekend. I can't remember what day it was. I want to say Sunday evening, or troops calling out for needing a QSO for the boys. I just wasn't in a position where I could talk to them at that time.
Surprised, man, but I don't. It could have been maybe one of the winter camps in. I know there's one in Greenville. I don't know if they were doing a winter camp, or it could have been one of the other ones that are around this area. We got a few that are around here fairly close by, but you know, we were down in Columbia. But there is one in Greenville Travels Rest area.
Camp Indian Lake. Good morning, guys. KA3JCA.
Good morning, Rich. KO4CN.
Morning, Richard. Morning, Miss Sally.
She says, how do you know she would be up? Get up early. Since 5 o'clock this morning, a little before that, because the dogs woke me up, but it was funny because Ashley got up, but when you and Kit started talking, just about the time you switched over to 285, Ashley brought me some eggs and bacon, or not bacon, ham today, so I ate breakfast and I dozed back off and just woke up.
I need this morning.
I haven't had anything either. Ready for something.
Yeah, Andrew, if you need some help, too, and they're not available, just give me a jingle and so forth. But, yeah, there's I think the guy's name was David. Something ZZ is his call sign. They had a couple of classes this weekend. It was, like, Saturday and Sunday, and they did a couple of groups, like two or three groups of boys, and they got out there to have a QSO.
I mean, like I said, it must have been... It might have been that Indian one that you were saying. I don't know if maybe they had a class going on, but, man, I was a little disappointed they didn't finish it, you know, because a lot of times you take them to camp, they really want to finish the merit badges, but I got to hurry up and get my counselor's class done, which is all online, and then send in the form, and then I can check them off for the amateur radio portion of it. I can actually teach the whole thing once I do that, but... And at least let me check those boys off on the radio portion of it.
Had a winter camp going on from, it was like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And but that's where they were up at Indian Lake. But it was nice. There's a couple of boys that got out there, and a couple of them even come back later on in the evening. I think like what Patrick said, that they came back because they had some more time, and the guy was... spending a little bit extra time before the campfire, and a couple of boys came back and wanted to talk. K3JCA. Go ahead, Patrick.
Remember what time it was when they were coming out? I just knew it was Sunday evening when I was heading into church. It was where I was heading, so I didn't have time to stop and help them, or I would have, and I wasn't in a good position either.
I just got on the radio and got to make some contacts because that's all that's required, and then they can finish that merit badge. So I wish our boys would have got to do it. But the guy that was teaching it, I didn't see a ham radio. It looked like he had a shortwave, which, you know, they can tune around and find shortwave stations and listen to them, and that they can finish it that way. But, you know, very few people have shortwave radios nowadays.
Shortwave radio is dying out. I mean, I hate to say that, but... it just seems that way.
That's true. I mean, you still hear some, but I don't know how many people's out there listening. I mean, there might be plenty because there's websites dedicated to it, but it's nowhere near what it used to be. We're pulling in the parking lot. I'm going to find me a spot and run on in here and see how many cats I got to herd today, and hopefully I can nudge them out the door, but we'll see. Y'all have a good one. Hopefully we'll talk at you again on the radio this evening. And like I said, hope y'all have a great day. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
See you this morning. Have fun with your kittens. And KO4HKX, I'll keep an eye out for you.
KA3JCA. Okay, Patrick, you're probably already passed your first stop, right?
Yes, sir. I'm on my way to my second stop.
A good, quiet day, but, you know, I mean, not quiet, a successful day, but not so that it's chaotic, okay? So I'm going to go get me a cup of coffee there. I got to get warm.
Y'all have have a good day, and I'll keep putting it out for you on down the log today. Miss Sally, have a safe trip into the office, and Miss Ashley, stay safe out on the roads. KO4HKX, I'm clear.
Alrighty, Patrick, I will let him know. KA3JCA.
Penelope K, good morning, everybody.
4HKX, I figured you're in the bed already.
Five more minutes to home, and then my son's supposed to be calling me, my youngest. He said he'd call in about 10 minutes, and that was 20 minutes ago. So I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm going to hit the bed. And Richard and Sally, if you're listening, good morning to both of you, and Ashley as well, all three of you. Y'all have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, she went to make a cup of coffee, but she did hear you as she was slowly walking down the hallway. She was trying to avoid all that traffic.
Tugger across the hallway.
Last night it got cold. I forgot I had adjusted the thermostat. It got down below 64 in the house here last night. I usually keep it at 66, but I guess I hit it and went down below and it got cold. But thank God I had my dogs in the pack, man. They just crawled up right against my back and so forth. But when they get up and start moving about, it gets all that warm area starts to get cold. KA3JCA.
Free dog night there, Richard. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was trying to think of something to come back with on that one.
You remember that song there with the Three Dog Nights, huh?
Vaguely familiar with it. I'm more familiar with the reference, but it's amazing how much heat those little animals are. My daughter and son-in-law have a very short-haired dog, kind of a hound mix. And man, he'll curl up on the bed and he can put out some heat. It's crazy.
Told you, Shane, that the VA had delivered a bariatric bed for me this past summer, and the mattress is kind of like one of those hospital mattresses that has that plastic covering on it and so forth. And the dog, man, if they lay in a spot and then they move, it's like really putting your hand on a heating blanket or a heating pad. That's how warm it can get
in the winter time, but I imagine the summer that could get hot and sticky. Anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway. Everybody have a good day. Good to hear all of you this morning. And 4ZLK.
Happy JCA.
Hey, Shane. Have a great day and get you some rest.